It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you again tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's a boys' game tonight as the Unitigo Spartans are hosting the Lawrence Leopards in a non-league battle tonight. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has over 150 vehicles on two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Well, it's the Tri-Valley against the MAC here tonight, and two teams that are looking to get a good start to the season as they haven't had a ton of games so far. Unitigo has had two games. They have come up 0-2 so far with losses to Marathon as well as to Windsor. Those have been close ball games. So for their home opener here tonight, looking to get a victory here for the Spartan faithful. On the other side for Lawrence, you know, they've stepped out. They've played two non-league opponents so far. They went over to Green, and they've also played Fort Plain, and they've come up 0-2 so far. But they've been in both of those games, and talking to Coach Carr before tonight's game, he said, you know, early season basketball turnovers have been the killer, so we'll be looking to limit those here tonight. We'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll get things all squared away for tip-off between Unitigo and Lawrence tonight here at the U. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more high school basketball tonight on WCDO.
Hi, this is Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I am proud to say that Butler Auto now features over 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Our selection constantly changes, and you're sure to find a safe, reliable vehicle for your family. In fact, we have increased our truck inventory to offer a wide variety with more arriving daily. You might even find a commercial truck on the lots. Our experienced service department will take care of any and every service need. And right now, you'll receive free mounting and balancing with every tire purchased. Need a rental? We've got those too. So if you have family visiting for the holidays or get in an accident, Butler Auto Rental can help. When it's time for a new to you vehicle, let our family help yours at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue across from the Kmart Plaza in Sydney. Check out our entire selection at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We are glad to have you along here tonight as it is the Unitigo boys taking on the Lawrence Leopards. Again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has two lots in Sydney. One is on Route 7 Riverside, and the other is across from the Kmart Plaza over on Delaware Avenue. Well, these two teams, you might think, well, it's a non-league game, so they're not familiar with each other, but that's not exactly the case here tonight, as they did play a game last year in Lawrence, and they also see a lot of each other in the Oneonta Boys and Girls Club Summer League. So they do get to see each other quite often, so I think a lot of these players are familiar with one another. And when you really think about it, you know, Unitigo, the Otigo side especially, is just on one side of Oneonta. Lawrence is right on the other side. So I think a lot of these guys end up playing each other in a lot of pickup games, you know, at the Oneonta Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA. So I think they're very familiar with each other, even though they play in different leagues, Unitigo being in the MAC and Lawrence being in the Tri-Valley. And if there's one thing you can tell, it's that both these coaches are always going to have their guys coming ready to play. Lou Kaiser has been with this group for a long time with JV for Unitigo, and of course Andy Carr has a great resume for the Lawrence Leopards, and he's one of those guys, I swear, you know, I'm in the gym every night for my job, and I always see Andy out scouting. He's always two steps ahead of everybody, it seems. He knows what you're going to run, and he knows what you're going to do before you do it. So that's one way that he can always have his team prepare, is by going out, taking video, taking notes, and that's one thing that I know Andy always does to help out his teams at Lawrence. All right, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to take a break for the singing of the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. But before we do that, let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll take a break. Unitego and Lawrence when we come back on CDO.
After that chill last night, I guess we better start thinking about winter driving. It'll be here before we know it.
Honey, I think it's time for a safer vehicle this winter, especially for you and the kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm just worried about our credit situation.
Well, I keep hearing that Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has guaranteed credit approval. That means they can get us financed.
They do have the biggest selection around. They feature about 150 vehicles in two lots.
Yeah, I saw a pretty nice Jeep Cherokee and a Subaru Outback on ButlerAutoSales.com. They would be perfect for winter driving.
Yeah, I need snow tires too. Jackie told me Butler Auto Sales has all sizes of tires in stock, including snow tires, and they don't charge for mounting or balancing when you buy tires there.
Well, it looks like it's time to visit Butler Auto Sales.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. And if you have an accident, remember they feature a fleet of late model rental vehicles with unlimited mileage. Visit ButlerAutoSales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brand supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The Lawrence boys traveling here to Unitego tonight for a non-leaguer. Here's our starting lineups. First for Lawrence and head coach Andy Carr, a senior number 5, Lucas Oblinski, a junior number 21, Mason Wilms, a senior, number 32, James Brooks, a junior, number 33, Jordan Weir, and a junior, number 42, Chris Long. On the other side for Luke Heiser's Unitego Spartans, he will start with freshman, number 2, Shea Barber, senior, number 12, Noah Hatala, junior, number 32, Austin Faulkner, junior, number 34, Owen Reed, and a junior, number 40, Caden Clow. And one thing you notice for Unitego, as a team, they have some very good size. You look down the roster, 6'3", 6'3", 6'4", 6'2", 6'2", 6'1". So this is a team that has a lot of depth in terms of being able to bring guys off the bench. And they also have some good guys in the starting lineups. When you basically look at Caden Clow, Owen Reed, Hatala, those are guys that are pretty rugged from the football field and are going to bring a lot to the interior game here. And I think Lawrence is going to have to be very cognizant of that, being able to box out. But when you look on the other side, I mean, Jordan Weir is no slouch, the man they call Donnie on the inside here for Lawrence. And Chris Long is pretty rugged as well. So this should be a good battle in the paint here tonight. Unitego is going to go right to left on your radio dial. Lawrence left to right. Lawrence is in the road, red uniforms with the white trim, says Lawrence in white lettering across the front of the chest. Unitego in the home whites with the green trim, says Spartans in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Spartans with the basketball, they'll go right to left, as I said. Here's Hatala on the Spartans logo at midcourt. Here's Caden Clow, spot-up jumper off a chest pass left side, rims in and out. Rebound is scooped up here by Hatala. Turnaround shot won't go. Ball is still loose here as both teams are scrambling for it. Unitego comes away. Here's Faulkner with the dribble drive. Picks it up, and we'll find Owen Reed. Reed goes back to Shea Barber on the left side. He tries a deep three. It's off the mark, and Chris Long windexes the glass for Lawrence and then is fouled on his outlet pass. So 7:23 to go in the first quarter. Unitego with four shots on that possession, but none of them would fall. Thanks for joining us here again tonight. We had the Delhi girls visiting Oneonta last night. were here tonight, and then on Friday we'll have the Green boys at the Unadilla Valley boys are at Green on Friday, so that game will be over at GCS. Lawrence with the ball going left to right, left wing for the senior James Brooks, who has been on varsity for 3, maybe 4 years. I'll have to double-check that, but he's been a longtime staple here for head coach Andy Carr. On the baseline, this is Chris Long. Gets stuck in a tough position. He was trapped and threw it away on the baseline. Ball will go back to Unitico. There's that length we were talking about, making it very difficult to pass on the interior. Unitico student section on their feet, standing up to support the Spartans here tonight. Here is Owen Reed, gets the inbounds pass across the half-court timeline. Right wing side goes for Caden Clow. Dribble drive for Clow, tosses one up, draws nothing but air, and a rebound here for Lawrence. Brooks will head over towards Andy Carr on the near side of the floor, gets the instructions. Now dribble drive left side. Brooks still holding onto the basketball, setting up on offense. Unitico's in the 2-3 zone. Here's Mason Wilms in the corner with a step back long two. They'll say foot was on the line for Wilms. And Lawrence takes an early 2-0 lead. Here's Shea Barber quickly in transition. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound in the land of the trees. Works one back out for Faulkner. Faulkner gets in the paint. Little Euro step. Splits two defenders and he's fouled on the floor. 6:20 to go. First quarter. It's Lawrence 2, Unitico nothing in this non-leaguer tonight on WCDO live in Spartan country at the U. Unitico hosting Lawrence. Spartans get it in. Here's Faulkner, left side corner, baseline three, no good. Hotala is there, cleans up the mess and puts it in. So Noah Hotala gets his first bucket of the night, and we're tied up 2-2 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Here is Jordan Weir, gets across midcourt. His pass will find Lucas Oblinski, who takes it right to the rim on the right low block. He is fouled by Shea Barber and will head to the line here with 6:03 to go in this first quarter. Shea Barber, the freshman, getting the start here tonight at point guard position here for Unitico, and he's relied on no matter what the sport is here at Unitico. Saw some quarterback duty as a freshman this year when Hatala got hurt early in the year for the Spartans, and he's up on varsity as well here for the basketball season. First shot for Oblinski is off the mark and no good. Second shot coming here for the senior, a star soccer player as well for the Lawrence Leopards, who made it to the Tri-Valley Championship this fall. Oblinski's first shot is good, and Lawrence leads 3-2, but quickly in transition all the way down, a home run pass to Austin Faulkner, who puts it up and in, and Unitico grabs their first lead, 4-3. Here comes the full court press. Lawrence will break it. They go to Oblinski, right side. Good job over to Mason Wilms. Lays it up and in. Boy, they broke that press with ease, and it's Lawrence 5 and Unitico 4. They try the long pass again, baseball-style throw to Caden Clough. He gets into the paint, dishes one out for Faulkner, left side. Faulkner dishes one back down low for Caden Clow. He's blocked out of bounds by James Brooks. Ball will stay with Unitico off the rejection there from Brooks. Timeout taken by Unitico. 5.5 to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 5, Unitico 4. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Out of the timeout, Unitico with the ball on the baseline. They pass one in for Shea Barber. Turnaround shot down low in the land of the skyscrapers, and he gets it to go. So Shea Barber only standing, just about 5'11". He was down there with a bunch of 6'3", 6'4 guys. He gets it to go. Here's Lawrence back the other way. A three-point ball left wing side for Mason Wilms is off the mark. Hotala will bring it back up the floor. Passes down low for Austin Faulkner on the left low block. Turnaround fadeaway jumper no good, but tracks down his own rebound. It's Unitico 6, Lawrence 5. Here's Faulkner with a pull-up jumper. Dies on the front of the rim. Rebound Caden Clough. His shot won't go. This time off the back of the rim, and the Leopards will get a rebound. So the Lawrence boys on the road here tonight at Unitico, trailing 6-5 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Chris Long to the top of the key. Now finds Wilms left side. Boy, that student section is loud here tonight at Unitico. Right side for Oblinski. Passes down low for Long. It's rejected there by Owen Reed. And Reed will bring it forward. Now finds his point guard, Shea Barber. Barber takes it right to the rim. Acrobatic move. What a move by Shea Barber. He gets it to go. And Unitigo leads 8-5 with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Barber now with 4 points for the Spartans. Lawrence brings it up going left to right. Here's Oblinski with a pass down low for Chris Long. Turnaround shot won't go down. Rebound for Hotala. Unitigo's doing a nice job the last few possessions, and holding Lawrence to one shot. Faulkner down low off a pass from Hotala. It's up and good. So Faulkner now with 4 points. And Unitigo, their biggest lead of the game, 10-5, with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here's Wilms, steps into a three. That one won't go. Rebound off the fingertips of Shea Barber. It'll stay with the Leopards. Omar Andrades comes into the game now, the sophomore wearing number 23 for Lawrence. Coach Carr pretty high on Omar Andrades, one of the best shooters on this Leopards team as well. They get it right into him in the corner. Step back three. That one won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Unitigo will come away with it with Caden Cloud. Hotala will work against some Lawrence pressure. Gets it across half court. Finds Cloud, but has his pocket picked, but then gets it back. Hotala will dish one down low for Faulkner. The fadeaway jumper at the left low block is good, and Faulkner has 6 points. And Unitigo leads 12-5 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Lawrence needs a bucket on this possession to keep it close. Here's Wilms down low. Finds Chris Long. His shot rolls around the rim, falls down, out of bounds, and goes back to Unitigo. That's a bucket you need if you're Lawrence. Long had a point-blank look, rolled all the way around the rim, and then popped out. Caden Cloud will go to the bench. Tyler Innes will come in for Unitigo. Hotala with the ball in the backcourt. Finds Faulkner, who looks to get across half court. Passes Long ahead for Innes. Innes give and go right back to Faulkner, and the lanky 6'3" big man puts it up and in. Faulkner now with a quick 8 points, and Unitigo leads 14-5 with 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Here is Brooks looking to get across the half-court timeline. Finds Chris Long this time. His little Dr. J finger roll won't go down. And another rebound for Unitigo. Boy, that one looked good. Faulkner ahead now finds Shea Barber. Unitigo trying quickly to get ahead in transition, but off the hands of Barber, out of play, and it goes back to Lawrence. Owen Reed coming to the bench, and Connor Griffin, another bruising running back from the football season, checks in for Unitigo. Chris Long will head to the bench, and Caleb Rogers, a fellow senior, will come in for Lawrence. With 2:40 to go in this first quarter, it's Unitigo 14 and Lawrence 5. Right side of the floor for Brooks. Brooks has his pass intercepted at midcourt by Hotala, but Andrade steals it back, finds Wilms on a backdoor cut, and he lays it up and in. Wilms now with 6 points. Lawrence trying to hang tough on the road here in the first quarter against Unitigo. It's the Spartans 14 and the Leopards 7. Here's Shea Barber, left wing, baseline drive, takes it right to the 10, and he's fouled. Shot won't go down, but he'll head to the charity stripe. 2:15 to go, first quarter, 14-7 the score. Unitigo is on top of the Lawrence boys as Shea Barber heads to the line. The freshman already with 4 points, looking to add to it here. Barber's first shot is good. And Unitigo looking good here so far tonight against Lawrence at home. Their home opener after falling to Marathon on the road as well as Windsor in non-league action. Second shot from Barber is up and good. So Barber has 6 points. Austin Faulkner has 8. Hotala with the other 2. And Unitigo leads 16-7. At 6 points for Mason Wilms and 1 for Lucas Oblinski for LCS. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Left side of the floor for Wilms. Skips one ahead for Andrades. Andrades finds Jordan Weir. Back for James Brooks. Right side for 3. Dies on the front of the rim. Rebound for Caleb Rogers. Back out Andrades for 3. This one won't go down. And a loose ball comes to James Brooks, who scoops it up. And Lawrence will hold on to possession with a fresh shot clock. Here's Jordan Weir in the paint. Gets tied up and is fouled. Let's see who they get it on. Well, this is going to be on Noah Hotala. That'll be his first foul here tonight. And it will be the team's third foul. So 1:50 to go in this first quarter. Here's our team foul situation. Unitigo with 3 and Lawrence with 2. Jacob Hock coming into the game. Faulkner is going to get a much-deserved break. Jacob Hock, a outstanding track and field athlete here for the Spartans. We'll talk a little bit about that throughout the broadcast as well. Here's Wilms, right side, a long 3 there for Lawrence, trying to keep him in it. Won't go down. Hock with a rebound, fresh off the bench, and an outlet pass for Innes as we come up on 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Atala to the foul line. Dishes one out for Hawk. A long three won't go. Rebound for James Brooks. Ahead for Andrade's. Step back three for Andrade's, and that one won't go down. We might have cursed him here tonight by saying how good of a shooter he was. He started off cold here for the Leopards. Here's Brooks with a step in three. No, he traveled. Zebra Crew catches him on that one, and the turnover goes back to Unitigo. With a minute 15 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo not afraid to go to the bench here as Otala comes out, and another freshman, Miles Maureen, comes in. And Maureen will bring it up the floor. He'll find Hawk, who gets down low, tried to pass one off for Connor Griffin, couldn't control it. Ball is pinballing around in the backcourt. Lawrence will come away with it with a minute to go in the first quarter. It's Unitigo 16 and Lawrence 7. Here is Andrade's right side as Lawrence goes left to right. Now they go Mason Wilms for a long three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Hawk, and he's looking to take off and run using those track skills. Gets down low, lays it up and in. Foot from the right wing to the left wing, and Jacob Hawk puts it home. And it's 18-7. What a first quarter for Unitigo. They're looking strong. Left side of the floor now for Caleb Rogers as the Leopards go left to right. They'll find James Brooks, who tries to settle things down. Lawrence is in desperate need of a good possession here and a basket. It's been a few minutes since they've scored. Here's Brooks with a straightaway three splash from way downtown there for James Brooks. His first basket, and it's 18-10. Back the other way, Unitigo will try that long home run pass again. It was knocked out of bounds by Mason Wilms. It will stay with Unitigo. So 18-10 the score. Unitigo on top of Lawrence. Spartans will play for the last shot here of the first quarter. Here is Hawk on the right side. Hawk will find Miles Maureen, who gets into the paint. Floating jumper goes for Maureen. Nice bucket. Doesn't give Lawrence much time. Brooks with a half-court heave. It won't go down. And the end of the first quarter, it's Unitigo 20 and Lawrence 10. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Start of the second quarter here at the U. The Unitigo boys leading visiting Lawrence tonight 20-10. Austin Faulkner with 8 points, Shea Barber with six to lead the way for Unitigo. Mason Wilms with 6 points so far to lead the Lawrence Leopards. Lawrence with the ball. They're in the red with the white trim. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Here's Jordan Weir at the top of the key. They've been all over him so far. Forces up a jumper from the foul line and gets it to go. And they'll need Jordan to get some big points here tonight to keep Lawrence in this game. And now a steal and a bucket by Chris Long. And so four quick points to start the quarter for Lawrence. And it's 20-14. Unitigo in transition. Here's Connor Griffin. Gets tied up. Jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it here with Unitigo. So that bucket there by Jordan Weir was good, so that made it 20-12. And then on the inbounds pass, Unitigo threw it away. Chris Long put it up and in, so it's 20-14 now. Straightaway three for Ennis, and that's good for Unitigo. So they answer the bell right back, and Unitigo leads 23-14 early in the second quarter. Now a steal at midcourt, but a foul on Connor Griffin as he was trying to deflect that pass away. That will be his first and the team's fourth. Here's our team foul situation. Unitigo with four team fouls. Lawrence with two in the early going. Lawrence with the basketball. They go to the baseline for Chris Long. Chris Long tries to pass it to the interior, stolen away by Connor Griffin. A head now for Jacob Hock. He wants to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in, but was blocked from behind by Wilms. Lawrence back the other way in transition. Here's Andrade's, leaves it up and in. Andrade's, there's his first bucket, and it's 23-16, so Lawrence trying to hang tight here. Keep it manageable. Right side of the floor, Hock overthrows Innes, and it goes flying into the student section out of bounds, and Lawrence gets the ball back. I'm sure that's what Coach Carr told his guys during the timeout there at the end of the first quarter. Let's just chip away at it, one possession at a time. Andrade's not what you want there, throws up an air ball three. Unitigo with a rebound. Here's Hock in transition, takes it right to the rim again. Boy, he's not afraid to do that. Can't get this one to go. Rebound for James Brooks, and he's fouled by Connor Griffin, and we'll have a stoppage of play. So the second foul on Connor Griffin, and the fifth on Unitigo with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Timeout taken by Unitigo. The Spartans lead Lawrence 23-16, a boys non-leaguer tonight on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back underway out of the Unitigo timeout. Lawrence with the basketball. Interior pass to Chris Long is up and in. So Long gets it to go out of that timeout as Lawrence worked it to the interior. And it's Unitigo 23, Lawrence 18. Here's a three ball for Austin Faulkner. Too much mustard on that one. Caden Clow with a rebound, but he'll travel. And the ball goes back to the Leopards. So kudos to Lawrence here, hanging around. They got down by as many as 10 at one point, but they've chipped it back. And with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter, they're hanging around. It's 23-18, Unitigo on top of Lawrence. Here's Andrade's, goes back to James Brooks. Brooks dishes back to Andrade's in the corner as they go left to right. Right wing, three ball for Andrade's. Count it. A three for Omar Andrade's makes this a two-point ball game, 23-21. So the Leopards have clawed their way back in here against the Spartans of Unitigo with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Shea Barber. Chest pass to Caden Clow. Step back for a long three. No good. Hotala with the rebound on the right low block. His shot won't go. Ball is loose, and Lawrence will scoop it up. And here is Brooks. Brooks back up the floor. Dribble drive into the paint. Will now dish one off for Weir. Weir's shot is no good, out of bounds. We'll go back to Unitigo. Jordan Weir, of course, the younger brother of Mason Weir, who's now a sophomore at Elmira, and he's playing basketball and baseball there. So very good athletic family there for the Leopards. Here's Caden Clow. Pass went through his hands there from Hotala. He almost saved it, but he did step on the line in the process, and the ball goes back here to Lawrence. That's early season basketball for you. Turnovers galore. You got to try to find a way to limit and cut down those turnovers. Little ones like that are always a killer. Cloud trying to make up for it here as he dives for a Lawrence interior pass. Gets his fingertips on it. And the ball sails out of bounds. Lawrence will keep possession right in front of the Unitigo bench. Mason Wilms will inbound the basketball to James Brooks. Goes far side for Andrade's. Chest pass back to Brooks. Unitigo is switched up on defense to man-to-man here to try to limit some of these outside opportunities that Lawrence is getting. Here's Andrade's at midcourt. Little mismatch here as Faulkner had to come off a screen to guard Andrade's. They don't take advantage. Here's Brooks. Five on the shot clock. It's stolen away. Faulkner down the floor right side. Takes it all the way to the rim. Won't go. Clow is there to clean it up. Windexes the glass and puts it in. Caden Clow with his first basket of the night. And it's Unitigo 25, Lawrence 21 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Chris Long down low finds Jordan Weir, takes it to the rim, and he's rejected. Shea Barber back quickly up the floor, dribbled it off his foot, but they'll say it was a foul before that. And we'll have a whistle and a stoppage of play. Weir tried to take it strong to the rim, but he was met there by two of the Unitigo big guys. They both got a piece of it. And then coming back the other way, Shea Barber was fouled by Chris Long on a reach-in. That is the first foul on Long. Here's an inbounds pass to Caden Clow. Steps back into the corner and buries a triple. So Clow now with 5 points gives Unitigo a 28-21 lead. Just after Lawrence had cut it right back to two. Lawrence quickly in transition, though. And they will find Zach Shaw, who lays it up and in off the bench as he just checked in, making it 28-23. A little bit of a track meet here at the moment as Noah Hatala has the ball. Finds Faulkner down low. Gets into the paint. Tosses one up. Too strong. Rebound there for Owen Reed, but he stepped on the line as he brought it down. And Lawrence will get the ball back. Boy, both teams. This is kind of a shuffle here of a bunch of players coming in and out. Lawrence will take a timeout in the meantime with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. We'll get those substitutions for you when we come back. It's Unitigo 28, Lawrence 23. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more high school hoops on CDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a steal here by Austin Faulkner of Unitigo. Leaves one off for Noah Hatala. The jumper won't fall. Chris Long will gather up the loose change and look to bring it up the floor. Outlet pass ahead to Jordan Weir. Weir through traffic, a bounce pass is taken away here by Faulkner. He's been great on defense tonight, too. Ahead for the big man, Owen Reed. He puts it up and in for his first basket of the night, and he's fouled. He'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Unitigo leads 30-23 over visiting Lawrence with 3.5 to go before the halftime break. And we'll see the big man, Owen Reed, the junior, standing 6'3", heading to the line. So Reed settles in here as it gets eerily quiet in the gym at Unitigo. And the shot is up for Reed off the back of the rim. No good. Skying for the rebound is Jesse Chase, who's into the ball game here for Lawrence. He was one of those subs we were talking about before the break, along with Zach Shaw. Shaw down low for Chris Long. His jumper won't fall. Rebound for the big man, Owen Reed. And an outlet pass quickly ahead to Ennis. Ennis looking to go coast to coast, and a charge is the call. And the ball will go back to Lawrence with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. 30-23 is the score. Unitigo on top of Lawrence. Boy, both teams are not afraid to just get a full head of steam and just barrel roll towards the hoop, especially Unitigo. They are not afraid of the contact in there. And now Lawrence will get the ball back. That time it didn't work out as a charge was called against Innes. Lawrence is stuck in the backcourt. They'll throw it away here with Lucas Lublinski. He was trapped over in the far side corner in front of the student section on the left wing and had nowhere to go. 3 minutes to go before our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll break everything down for you there. Inbounds pass for Unitigo. Picked off here by Zach Shaw and back down the floor for Lawrence. Shaw tries to take it right to the rim, as we just talked about, and he was fouled on his way in front of the Unitigo bench on the right wing side. Actually, no, it looks like they're going to call this one. Let's see. They're actually going to call Oblinski here for an illegal screen, which was going to free up Shaw. So Unitigo will get the ball back. Here's our team foul situation. Unitigo with 6, Lawrence with 5. That was the first personal on Oblinski. Unitigo steps in with the freshman, Shea Barber. That shot won't go down. Ball is scooped up on the rebound by Chris Long. Now an outlet pass to Oblinski in front of the scorer's table, right wing side, as Lawrence in the red with the white trim tonight. We'll go left to right. Hotala with a steal at midcourt. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Ball out of bounds. Hotala couldn't get there in time to save it. It'll stay with the Leopards. 2:25 to go, second quarter. On the inbounds is Joe Johnson, who's in for Lawrence now. So I believe everybody has been in the game so far tonight for Lawrence, and it's very, very close. Only a couple guys haven't checked in for the Spartans. Great to see when you can get everybody in like that. Good balanced team play. Oblinski with a step back jumper right side on the inbounds. Won't go. Innes with a rebound. and looks to bring it back up the floor. Unitigo trying to settle in a little bit after this frantic pace has continued. Here's Faulkner. Nope, he'll fire one up. The jumper right side won't fall. Reed with the rebound. Tosses it up and he's fouled. The big fella doing the work of a man on the interior, and he'll head back to the charity stripe. Let's see if he can cash in this time. He's got 2 points so far. 2:08 to go in the second quarter. With the score, Unitigo 30 and Lawrence 23. This non-league boys battle tonight on WCDO. First shot coming here for Reed. This one is up and rims out. It's like maybe he's just thinking about it a little bit too much. Sometimes you get that in your head, and you kind of just have to block it out and let it come naturally to you. So Reed will step up for his second shot. Now checking into the game will be David Fletcher. Shea Barber comes to the bench, so another guy who hadn't been in yet tonight checks in for Unitigo. Second shot here for Reed. This one is up and good. Boy, hit the rim about four times before it fell. So Owen Reed now with 3 points. And Unitigo leads 31-23 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Now a steal, but the ball is loose. And that was David Fletcher on the steal. But they're going to get him for a foul, too. He got a piece of it and then was looking to chase it down. And they'll say that he reached in. And I guess what they're basically saying is that Oblinski still had possession of it. Lawrence goes to the bench once again. Wilms and Brooks and Weir all coming back in. So Andy Carr using his bench to give his starters a little bit of a breather here. And let's see what he can get out of them in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter. Again, with the score, the Spartans 31, the Leopards 23. Here is Wilms, left wing side, goes back to Brooks. Brooks with a step back three, got it. James Brooks, he can be deadly from downtown. He's got 6 points, all from beyond the arc, and it's 31-26. Unitigo on top of Lawrence. And now a pushing foul here on Lucas Oblinski as he was trying to body up Noah Tal as he brought it down the floor. And that will be the seventh foul on Lawrence as a team. It's going to be 1-1 coming up for Hotala. So both teams now in the 1-1 with 7 fouls. So for the rest of the half, we'll be shooting foul shots. Carson Scholge into the game. And heading to the bench will be Caleb Rogers. Hotala will step to the line for Unitigo with 1:40 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading 31-26. Hotala's first shot is too strong. Rebound for Chris Long of Lawrence. He's done a real good job on the glass here tonight. Now a foul the other way on Innes as, again, he was going for a steal. Very aggressive here trying to pick that one off in front of the Unitigo bench. Picks up his second foul, and it's the eighth team foul on Unitigo. So he's going to have to go to the bench, and Michael Young will come in for the Spartans. And Tyler Innes is not pleased with himself. And that's tough. I mean, he was going for those two steals, and it just didn't work out for him. First shot is up and good for Lawrence here at the line with Carson Scholge, also a standout soccer player for the Leopards. So it's 31-27 with 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Scholge steps in for his second shot. These are all key right now. This one too strong, and a rebound for Unitigo. And Michael Young sprints back down the floor, and they'll say he carried the basketball. So a turnover gives it right back to Lawrence late in the half with 1.5 to go. So a good battle here tonight between the Leopards and the Spartans. Lawrence gets it in the backcourt, and they'll look to bring it forward with James Brooks. Brooks across the half-court timeline. Hotala is in his shorts, guarding him in the man-to-man as we come up on 1:20 to go before the half. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. Hotala gets a reach in, and he'll steal the ball away. And Hotala will bring it back down the floor as we come up on 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Hotala taking his time. Dribble drive to the left side as Unitigo goes right to left. Tries to pass down low for Faulkner. It was too tall for him and out of bounds. And the Unitigo coaching staff, including head coach Lou Kaiser, saying, guys, we got to slow down. Be smart. Long pass ahead from James Brooks to Chris Long. He puts it up and in. And Lawrence has again gotten back into this game. They trail by 2, 31-29, with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Right side of the floor for Innes. Gets around his man, tries to toss one up with a Dr. J finger roll. It won't go down. Rebound for James Brooks. Brooks gets across half court with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Big possession here for Lawrence, and a reach-in foul on Hotala is going to send Lawrence back to the charity stripe here with 37 seconds to go before the half. Unitigo was up 20-10 at the end of the first quarter, and Lawrence just won't go away. And they've worked it back to a 31-29 game, so they only trail by two, and Shulgay will head back to the line. Checking back in will be Miles Maureen here, and Hotala will go to the bench. He's got two fouls. And so this will be Shulgay at the line. And if he could make both, and he'll miss the first one. I was going to say, if he can make both, this would be a tie ball game late in the half, but he misses the first one, and a rebound for Unitigo. Across the midcourt timeline in the Spartan logo, here is Maureen into the corner for Innes. A long three draws nothing but air, and a rebound for Weir on the far side. Lawrence can play for the last shot of the half if they want. It's Unitigo 31, Lawrence 29. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Student section is loud on the far side of the floor. Here's Shulgay, finds Weir, thought about a three but didn't pull the trigger. Left side, now we'll find Brooks for Wilms with 5 seconds. Steps back, he got it. Mason Wilms with 9 points. And a half-court heave won't go down, and Lawrence takes the lead into the half, 32-31. What an exciting second quarter here in this non-league game as the Leopards, they were down 10, are back in it. And at the half, it's Lawrence 32, Unitigo 31. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up on CDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. The accident is bad enough, so we do our best to give you a positive experience after the accident. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. It's halftime here at Unitigo. We're in Spartan country tonight. The Unitigo boys trailing Lawrence at the half in a non-leaguer 32-31. Again, at the end of the first quarter, it was all Unitigo. They led 20-10, excuse me. And, boy, a lot of credit to Lawrence to fight back in that second quarter. James Brooks, a couple of big-time three-pointers. They were scrappy on defense, and they take a one-point lead into the halftime break. Long game to go, as this has kind of been a game of runs so far. Big second half ahead for both these teams in what is a very exciting battle so far here tonight. It's time now for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Mirabito. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here is our halftime scoring summary. First for Unitigo, 8 points for Austin Faulkner, 8 points for Faulkner, 6 for Shea Barber, 5 for Caden Clow, 3 for Tyler Ennis, and then 2 apiece for Noah Hatala, Miles Marine, and Jacob Hawk. On the other side for Lawrence, we have 9 points for Mason Wilms, 6 apiece for James Brooks and Chris Long, 5 for Omar Andrades, 2 for Jordan Weir, 2 for Zach Shaw, and 1 for Carson Shulgasel. So impressed with both teams bringing guys off the bench that were able to contribute, doing a great job there, but especially Lawrence. Everybody who came off the bench really did something, whether it was just something as simple as a rebound or a steal, but a couple guys coming in making some key big-time shots, thought that was really, really huge. So again, our halftime score, Unitigo trailing 32-31, and boy, the halftime speech must have been short for Unitigo, as Lou Kaiser's guys are already back out onto the floor, and maybe he said, hey, look, you know, this, you see this from time to time. Guys, I got nothing to say to you. Go out, play your game, play hard. You have to play better than that, and please go out and try to make some shots here. So a lot of coaches will send their guys out early and say, hey, get some shots up, try to get some rhythm back before we start the third quarter. So perhaps that is the approach here by the Unitigo coaching staff is, you know, it's not like they played poorly in the first half. I mean, they put up 31 points. They put up 20 in the first quarter. They're a team that gets out in transition. I was very impressed with that. And you're only down a point, but you let Lawrence back into the game. I think that was one of the hardest things is that, you know, you kind of had your foot on the throat there, but you couldn't quite close the deal. And Lawrence was able to chip back into this game. And Lawrence, after taking the lead 32-31, had a ton of momentum, ton of energy. They were fired up. Andy Carr was clapping his hands, high-fiving his guys as they came off the floor. So, you know, Lawrence is going to take that momentum and that energy into the second half, and Unitigo is going to have to try to find a way to, answer the call there in what is a tight ball game so far. Again, on Friday, make sure you join us as I'll be over in Green for another Mac Boys contest, as it will be the Green Trojans hosting the Unadilla Valley Storm. Really looking forward to that one, folks. If you're a casual fan, you just like to see a good game, make sure you check out Unadilla Valley's schedule, because they are a very good team. Andrew Jackson, Levi Reifenberg, Wyatt Gray, some of the best players in the area, especially Andrew Jackson. I mean, he is probably one of the best guys you'll see in our area this year in terms of Class C, Class D type of player. But, I mean, you could put Jackson on any school in Section 4, and he's going to do very, very well. So, and kudos to UV. I mean, they've really challenged themselves with a tough schedule, went down to the Stop DWI tournament, went down to another tournament in Johnson City. They've been playing some B and A schools. They went up and challenged themselves with a game against Cooperstown. So, you know, UV is a team you want to get out and watch, that's for sure. I think, they have to be.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lall with you here. Sorry, small technical difficulty there. Our halftime score, Lawrence Boys leading 32-31. So, again, we were talking about UV and, you know, their great schedule that they have this year, and they're definitely a team to get out and watch. So that's our goal, to bring you as many good basketball games as we can. And whether it's on the radio or through our Twitter updates that we have, we're going to be somewhere for you pretty much every night of the week. So check us out on Twitter as well, and also at WCDOsports.com. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. The Lawrence boys with a one-point lead at the half, 32-31 on the road here at Unitego. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more high school hoops tonight on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO tonight. Start of the third quarter, it's 32-31. Ball knocked out of bounds as Lawrence now goes right to left. As we wrap up our Morabito Energy Products halftime report, remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, a longtime sponsor of our halftime report here on WCDO. We're back underway in this third quarter. Again, a one-point game. Unitego now with the ball as they strip it away here from Lawrence. And here is Austin Faulkner, takes it right to the rim. He was hot in the first quarter and now hasn't scored since. Can't get this shot to go. Hotala back to Faulkner in the corner. Step back three, rattled in and out. Rebound for James Brooks of Lawrence, and we'll have an over-the-back call on Noah Hotala. And this is key. This is going to be his third foul. And we'll see if Unitego wants to keep him in. No, he's immediately going to come out of the ball game here, and the freshman, Miles Maureen, is going to check back in. That's a tough one there on Hotala as he was crashing for that rebound. 7:25 to go, third quarter. It's Lawrence 32 and Unitego 31. A steal on the inbounds pass. Unitego gets it back as they go left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. Boy, it's a game of giveaway right now as Lawrence steals it back with James Brooks. They're in the red with the white trim. Brooks is in front of the Unitego student section on the far side. Brooks with the basketball. Passes inside for Chris Long. His shot is no good. Rolls around the rim, but he's fouled with exactly 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Foul will be on Owen Reed. That's going to be his second foul and the team's second. And in a tight game like this, the foul shooting could be the difference, as here's the junior, Chris Long, at the line. Long's first shot is up and good, nothing but net. A very good soccer goalkeeper, Chris Long, for Lawrence boys, who made it to the Tri-Valley Championship this year. Dropped a close game to Milford in that championship game. Second shot for Long is off the mark and no good. Rebound for Shea Barber, another freshman in the starting lineup tonight. Freshman to freshman here as Barber finds Maureen, but his three ball won't go down. And another rebound here for Lawrence as Oblinski will get a chest pass ahead for James Brooks. 6:45 to go in the third. A traveling call on Brooks. Picked up his dribble. Thought he had a pass. Shuffled his pivot foot. And the officials caught him in the backcourt. Tight ball game here as, again, Unitego had a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 20-10. They came out shooting the ball red hot. But Lawrence was able to slowly claw their way back into it. Here's Unitego with the basketball on the right wing side in front of the Unitego bench. Reed down low off a good pass from Caden Clow. Reed puts it up and in. He's got 5 points, and we're tied up at 33 apiece. In the backcourt, here is James Brooks. Gets across the half-court timeline, and a bodied up foul here on Unitigo's Miles Marine. So that's the third team foul on Unitigo in the first minute and a half of this third quarter. That is not good if those start to add up if you're a Spartans fan. Lawrence with no fouls in this third quarter so far. Here's the senior Lucas Oblinski on the left side for Mason Wilms in the corner. Unitigo sticking with man-to-man on defense. They try to go inside for Donnie Weir. On the left low block, turnaround shot, banks it off the glass and good for Jordan Weir. I call him Donnie, that's his nickname. Hardly anyone calls him Jordan. If you hear me call him Donnie tonight, that's what everyone, including his family, calls him. Turnaround baby hook here for Owen Reed. That won't go down. And Weir with a rebound. So it's Lawrence 35, Unitigo 33, with 5:50 to go in this third quarter tonight in Spartan country at Unitigo. Chance of defense from the student section as Oblinski tries to take it inside. Goes back for Weir. Chest pass left side for James Brooks, the deadly sniper from downtown. Interior pass for Chris Long. His turnaround shot no good. Weir with a rebound, and he just willed that one up and in. Timeouts taken by Unitigo as Lawrence jumps ahead 37-33 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's a tight one here tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, our game audio archive, all courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. 5.5 to go, third quarter, 37-33 is the score. We appreciate you listening along, no matter how you're tuning in tonight. Here's Unitigo out of the timeout with a three ball from the freshman, Miles Marine, from downtown. Splash, and he's got 5 points, and it's back to a one-point game. Lawrence 37, Unitigo 36. Unitigo coming with some full-court pressure. Lawrence breaks it, ahead to Oblinski, pump fake, and is blocked from behind by Shea Barber. Ball out of bounds, and it'll stay with Lawrence. Last touch there by Barber as he swatted that. 5:10 to go, third quarter. One-point game. The Leopards leading the Spartans 37-36. This has been a game of runs and momentum. Let's see who gets it next. A three off the inbounds pass from James Brooks. No good. Rebound. Marine wants to take it coast-to-coast. Leaves one off for Faulkner. He puts it up and in. Austin Faulkner with 10 points. Boy, I'm impressed with Miles Marine, the freshman. I remember watching him on JV last year, and he's just as smooth this year as he was then. Brooks gets across the half-court timeline. Looking for some options, and it's going to be a foul here on Unitigo. This will be on Shea Barber. He got caught up, really didn't see a screen coming, and he ran right into Mason Wilms, who really took the brunt of that one as he was setting the screen. Barber just didn't see him out of his out of the corner of his eye there. And so we'll just give a minute here for Wilms to catch his breath, and we'll get back underway. Unitigo with the lead, 38-37 after that bucket from Faulkner, and now a foul on Marine with 4:45 to go in this third quarter. Brooks had the ball and was just shielding him off. Marine was kind of trying to reach around from behind and poke it away. Marine not happy with the call, but that will be his second. Team's fifth, so Unitigo with five fouls, Lawrence with none, and Unitigo's got to be careful. You can't, in a close game, give Lawrence the opportunity to step to the line and get some free points. Here is Weir at the top of the key, and now finds James Brooks, the quarterback right now on the floor of this offense. Brooks passes down low, finds Weir off the glass, and good. Jordan Weir with 8 points. He's starting to come alive in the second half, and Lawrence takes a 39-38 lead with 4:20 to go, third quarter here tonight at Unitigo. Here's Barber, gets down the right wing side as Unitigo will pass it back up to Marine at the top of the key. Marine looking for options. He's trying to get down low for Caden Cloud, who's trying to seal his man off on the interior. Instead, they go for Owen Reed. Step back jumper from the left elbow. No good. Rebound for Caden Cloud, but he traveled as he got tripped up on the rebound. He's saying he was fouled. He's not going to get the call. Turnover. We'll give it back to Lawrence with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Now we're going to have a technical foul here called against the Lawrence coach, I believe. No, I'm trying to see who this technical is going to be on. No, it's going to be on... Well, I'm not sure exactly who it's going to be on. I think, actually, no, it's going to be on Unitigo. That's my mistake. Andy Carr had yelled something very loud. I thought the official had gotten him with the tee. Instead, it's Caden Clow who gets the technical foul. And I think that was just for being kind of physical on the press break. The official saying that he's had enough of it here with 4:02 to go in the third quarter. And James Brooks is going to step to the line. Brooks' first shot is good. James Brooks with 7 points. I think this is what happened. Clow was called for the travel. Kind of might have said something to the official as he stepped back up, and then he was a little too physical, I think, on that press. And they got him for the tee there, or maybe lowering his shoulder a little bit. Brooks goes 2 for 2 at the line. He now has 8 points. And Lawrence takes a 41-38 lead. Here's the team foul situation. Unitigo with 6, Lawrence with none. So Unitigo has got to be careful here. Again, 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lawrence with the basketball at midcourt. Looking to get the ball in with a 3-point lead. They find Chris Long, got to get it to a guard here if they can. They do, they get it to Oblinski on the left side. Oblinski goes for Brooks, thought about a three. It would have been deep, but he didn't pull the trigger. He shakes his head as he looks over at head coach Andy Carr, like, coach, I wanted that one. Brooks now with a dribble drive. We'll work it out for Oblinski. Left side baseline three in the corner, air ball, and a rebound here for Unitigo. Back into the safe hands of Miles Marine. Marine now will find Owen Reed with a step-back jumper, died on the front of the rim, and a rebound for Jordan Weir. Weir will pass one out for Mason Wilms. 3.5 to go, third quarter. It's a 3-point ball game. Lawrence 41, Unitigo 38. And a boys non-leaguer tonight. Again, chance of defense here from the Unitigo student section. Wilms will find Brooks with 15 on the shot clock. Down low on a backdoor cut for Oblinski. And now back to Brooks. 10 on the shot clock. Brooks trying to find some room. Gets to the foul line. Got it. Brooks is into double digits. First Lawrence score to get there. And Lawrence leads 43-38. Here's Unitigo with the basketball on the left side. Finds Austin Faulkner. He's going to direct some traffic. Unitigo trying to run a play here. So far unsuccessful as they're trying to get some movement on the interior. Here's Owen Reed with a jumper. That one won't go down. Ball loose on the baseline. Scooped up by Lawrence, and they'll come away with the basketball. Here's Brooks in the backcourt. We'll bring it up the floor. Gets across the Spartan logo. Looking to take his time. Andy Carr, Lawrence head coach, is getting a workout. Walking up and down the sideline, directing traffic. Shot from Brooks is no good. Rebound for Shea Barber. Quickly back up the floor for Unitigo. They need a bucket, and they need it now. Pull-up jumper here for Barber. Is too strong. Rebound is going to be a jump ball as Owen Reed brought it down. He's not pleased with that call. Jump ball will keep it, I believe, with Unitigo with 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Again, Lawrence leading up 43-38. We should have a great finish ahead here for the third and the fourth quarter if it stays this way. Shea Barber on the baseline will look to get the ball in here for Unitigo. Passes to the interior here for Innes. It slipped through his hands, and Lawrence comes away with it. Just went right through the wickets there, and he couldn't hold on. And now a backcourt violation. You could see that one coming. Lawrence was tempting fate right on the half-court timeline, and they throw it away, and that's the thing that will keep Coach Carr up at night as he puts his hands on his hips, looks out at his guys, and shakes his head. Got to value every possession. 2:05 to go, third quarter, 43-38. Lawrence on top of Unitigo. Right side of the floor now for the Spartans. Backdoor cut here for Reed, up and in. Boy, he came off that screen and he was wide open. Owen Reed now with 7 points, and it's a 3-point ball game. Lawrence leading Unitigo 43-45 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And now a timeout is taken by the Lawrence Leopards. Again, about a minute 40 to go, third quarter. Lawrence leads 43-40 in boys non-league basketball action. Tonight, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned right here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Minute 40 to go in this third quarter. Lawrence Boys on the road, leading at Unitigo 43-40. Here is James Brooks on the right side of the floor. Brooks gets to the foul line, tries to go to Wilms, lost control of it, ball is loose, pinballing around. We'll have a jump ball as both teams scrambled for it on the floor. Possession arrow this time, we'll keep it with Lawrence. You don't want to turn the dial tonight, folks. This is going to be an exciting finish here the rest of the way. Lawrence gets the ball in. They find Jordan Weir. Step back, jumper in the paint. Won't go. Omar Andrade's will try a rebound opportunity, and that won't go. Otala's back in the game. Passes ahead for Jacob Hawk. Hawk lost control of it, but keeps it inbounds on the baseline. Now they go to Shea Barber. And Barber will go back to Otala. Sets up the offense, and he might be the leader they need in this game. Otala with a pull-up jumper. Got it. Otala now with 4 points. He's had to sit with those fouls. And now that he's back in, he'll have to play smart. But it's a back to a one-point game. Lawrence 43, Unitigo 42. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Brooks for Andrade's in the corner. Deep three with a high arcing shot, and it won't go down. And picking up the loose change here is Unitigo looking to retake the lead. Otala crosses midcourt. Barking out signals once again, just like he is on the football field where he's quarterback. They go to Reed, who's in the paint, and a foul here on Lawrence. Reed was trying to back his man down in Caleb Rogers. And they will get him for a reach-in. So that's the first foul in the third quarter on Lawrence. Second foul, personal foul on Caleb Rogers, team's first. Six fouls on Unitigo as a team in this third quarter. Otala on the baseline will look to get it in. Goes to Barber in the corner, who's wide open for three, rattled in and out. Ball loose and scooped up by the Leopards. Here's Brooks with 25 seconds to go for Lawrence as they lead 43-42. End of the third quarter coming up. Here's Andrade's with a ball fake. He's directly in front of the Unitigo student section. They're really giving it to him. Pass to Brooks on the left side with 10 seconds to go. Brooks in the paint, tosses it up, gets it to go. A smooth jumper there from James Brooks. He's got 12. Unitigo with a half-court hurl from Barber. No good. End of the third quarter. It is Lawrence 45 and Unitigo 42 on a boys non-leary tonight. The exciting conclusion in the fourth quarter coming up shortly on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Unitigo in Spartan Country. It's the Lawrence Boys with a three-point lead as they cling to it 45-42. This should be a great fourth quarter. Some good early season basketball going on. This is what you love to see when you have a non-league game like this. Competitive, helps both sides as they get into their league schedule, so we'll see who comes out on top here tonight. Here's Noah Otala. Again, he's playing with three fouls. He'll have to be careful for Unitigo. They sit on six fouls as a team. Shea Barber left side, pull-up jumper in the paint, tough angle, and this one taps off the rim. Lorenzo will throw away the rebound as Shulgay was leaking out to try to fast break. He didn't see the ball coming, and the Leopards throw it away. And Unitego will get the ball at midcourt. Again, going left to right there in the white uniforms with the green trim. Lawrence is in the red with the white trim here on the road tonight. Otala goes to the high post, looking for Owen Reed, and now we'll work it to Innes in the corner. Innes goes right back to Reed at the right low block. Back out Otala, 20-footer, step-in jumper, got it. Noah Otala with 6 points, and it's back to a one-point game. Lawrence 45 and Unitego 44. Now this is going to be a foul on Shea Barber of Unitego, team's seventh, and so early in the fourth quarter, Lawrence is going to start shooting the one-and-one. First foul tonight on Shea Barber. But again, this is huge. In a tight game like this, Lawrence will be shooting the rest of the way, and there's only two team fouls on Lawrence, so still a long ways to go before Unitego would be getting any free trips to the line. And this will be Jordan Weir to the line as he got the ball against the press break, and Barber hacked him on the arm. And so Weir steps in. I know he works very hard on his game in the offseason, and this is where it pays off in these moments like this. Oh, I might have cursed him there as he misses the first foul shot. Unitego with a rebound. And now a steal at midcourt by Lawrence. That was Chris Long who got his mitts on that one, ahead for Shulgay. Shulgay with a double dribble, though, gives it right back. And this is what Coach Carr said when we talked to him pregame. He said, Nate, we're just having too many turnovers right now. We're in a game, and then we just kick ourselves. So still a one-point game, anybody's ball game. Both teams have struggled with turnovers tonight. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's a one-point game. Unitego trailing 45-44. Ball is loose off a shot here from Unitego's David Fletcher. Clanks that one, and Lawrence back ahead with the rebound. They'll give one to Chris Long. He's rejected from behind by Noah Otala, and he'll come away with the ball. Otala quickly back up the floor. Boy, what a difference he's made. Otala, dribble drive in the paint, tried to toss it up. No foul is called. Ball is loose, and Lawrence comes away with it. Unitego fans not happy. Quickly back up the floor for James Brooks. Crosses the half-court timeline. Now he'll pump the brakes, slow things down. Brooks wants a three, but he won't pull the trigger. Goes to Shulgay. Works it to the high post for Weir. Into the corner for Wilms with a three ball. And that one is off the back of the rim. Rebound for Chris Long. Lost it out of bounds, off his leg, and back to Unitego. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Lawrence 45, Unitego 44. And Otala will walk it up the floor here, taking his time to get across the half-court timeline. Otala will go to Shea Barber. Give and go right back to Otala at the top of the three-point arc. Otala looking for options, steps in for another 20-footer, knocks it down. Otala with 8 points, and he has been a big lift off the bench as Unitego now leads 46-45. 5:52 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll have a whistle here from the officials. And Lawrence now will get to inbound the basketball. Lawrence had gotten it in, and then the officials brought it back, and for some reason, they did it again. Brooks will bring it across the half-court timeline. Unitego sticks with this man-to-man on defense. Shulgay finds Weir in the paint. Pump fakes. Back out for Brooks. NBA three from Wells Bridge is no good. Rebound, though, for Weir. Weir pulls it down, tries to pass it for Long. Out of bounds as the pass wasn't on target, and it goes back to Unitego. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter in a tight ball game here at Unitego tonight. The Spartan boys leading visiting Lawrence 46-45. Student section continues to be loud and proud here for the Spartans, trying to support their guys. Otala gets across midcourt. Otala dishes for Reed. Reed pulls it in, now goes to the far side for Fletcher. His three ball is too strong, too much mustard on that one. Back out for Innes. Innes with a drive, and he is fouled by Wilms, who tried to reach around from behind and poke check it away. Instead, it's a reach-in foul. That will be the first foul on Mason Wilms, who has 9 points, but has not scored in the second half here for Lawrence after scoring 9 again in the first half. That's the third team foul against Lawrence. Interior pass for Faulkner. Tries to go up with that one after a pump fake. Knocked out of bounds, though, partially blocked. It stays with the Spartans. Excuse me, that was only the second team foul on Lawrence. I'll have to double check that, as that will be key down the stretch. 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. 46-45 is the score. Unitego ahead by a single point. Good backdoor pass from Otala. Finds a cutting Fletcher, and he buries the left-handed layup. Unitego leads by three, 48-45. Lawrence trying to hang on in a hostile environment tonight here at the U. Brooks gets it across midcourt for Lawrence. Wants the ball in his hands. Tries a bank shot from about 10 feet out on the right wing. It won't go down. Gets his own rebound. Brooks now again into the paint. The floater rolls all the way around the toilet bowl. Flushes it down and it's good. And a timeout is taken here by Lawrence. With 4.5 to go in the fourth, it's Unitego 48, Lawrence 47. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Unitego boys leading Lawrence in a non-leaguer tonight, 48-47. Out of the timeout, a foul in the backcourt here by Lawrence. Jesse Chase just kind of on a ticky-tacky reach-in foul there. That will be the third team foul on Lawrence. I did confirm that. So the first on Chase, and that will be the third on Unitego as a team. Unitego with seven as a team. Lawrence with three. Faulkner down the floor with a left side three-pointer. Won't go down. Rebound for Unitego. They kick it out for Ennis. 4:15 to go in the fourth. He tries a left wing shot there from the elbow, and it won't go down. Ball out of bounds on the rebound. Possession will go to Lawrence. So again, team foul situation, in case that wasn't clear. Unitego with seven, Lawrence with three. Here's the score, 48-47. Unitego ahead by a point. Here is James Brooks bringing it up against the full court man-to-man pressure that Unitego is bringing at the moment. Brooks gets around a screen, down low in the paint. Now we'll kick one back out here for Jesse Chase. Chase tries to pass it into the interior there for Jordan Weir, and it was knocked away by Connor Griffin, who was checked back in for Unitego. Again, one of their star running backs from the football team earlier in the fall. 3:45 to go in the fourth. Here's Caden Clow. Step back three ball is too strong. Rebound for Hotala. Pulls it down. His jumper won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the rebound. We'll have a jump ball there. Possession arrow will favor the Lawrence Leopards, it looks like. Jesse Chase back out of the game. Oblinski, the starting point guard, is back in for the Leopards. So both teams getting back to their starting five here late in the contest with 3.5 to go. Brooks will bring it back down the floor, quickly gets ahead of everybody, tries to toss this one up. It was blocked. In the meantime, Unitego is going to travel and give the ball back to Lawrence, so the turnover game continues. Brooks got the shot blocked, and he was pleading with the referee for a foul. In the meantime, Unitego got the ball and traveled as they tried to go back the other way, so Brooks kind of gets bailed out of that situation. Lawrence will inbound the basketball to Chris Long at the top of the key. Goes to Oblinski in front of the student section far side as Lawrence goes right to left. Oblinski has it poke-checked away. It was knocked into the backcourt. Lawrence will get it back right on the timeline and will have a jump ball. Possession arrow this time will favor the Spartans as Faulkner and Weir were going toe-to-toe right at midcourt, just fighting for that basketball. And the jump ball is called. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Hotala in the backcourt. Gets it into the front court for Unitego on the right wing side. Finds Clow. Fires up another three. This one's too strong. Clanks that one and a rebound for Lawrence. James Brooks comes out of the fray and will work it back up the floor. Now Faulkner is called for the body as he bodied him up, bringing it down the floor. And Brooks is going to get to go to the line here with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Still a tight game. Unitego leading by a single point, 48-47. I'm Nate Lull, glad to have you along tonight. As James Brooks, the senior, one of the leaders on this Lawrence team, We'll step to the line. He's got a team-high 14 points. Connor Griffin comes to the bench, and Owen Reed comes back in for Unitigo. You'll want to stay tuned for the postgame show after this as well, folks. We have four awards to hand out tonight. Brooks hits his first shot, so he now has 15. Usually we have three awards. Tonight we have four. We'll tell you why during the postgame show. Brooks, second shot. This one won't go down, so we're tied up at 48. Rebound loose on the floor, though. Unitigo's Noah Hotala comes away with it. Quickly into the hands of Faulkner down the left side. Faulkner wants to take it right to the rim. Punched out of his hands and out of bounds. Unitigo fans wanted a foul. They won't get it. With 2:53 to go in the fourth quarter, Shea Barber's going to come back into the ballgame, and David Fletcher will head to the bench. So both teams now have their starting five all back in. Hotala looking for options here as he inbounds the basketball on the baseline. We'll go to Barber, left side baseline drive. The sweet floater won't go. Rebound for Clow. His opportunity won't fall down. And Lawrence comes away with the rebound after they Windex the glass. Here's Brooks, brings it back up the floor, looks over to head coach Andy Carr with 2.5 to go. We're tied at 48. And now this is going to be a foul against Lawrence, a push-off with the forearm there by James Brooks is going to give it back to Unitigo. With, again, 2.5 to go. This is anybody's ball game here, folks. Does somebody have some magic, or maybe we'll see some overtime? Had a number of great games so far to open the season on CDO. Looks like another good one tonight. Here's Hotala on the right wing. Into the corner now for Caden Clow. Wants that three ball, and this time it won't go down. Back out for Hotala, who scooped up the rebound. Hotala trying to call out a play, finds Owen Reed at the foul line. Reed lost it in between his legs. Both teams fighting for it. Somehow, Shea Barber comes out of the dog pile with the ball. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. They go to Clow on the baseline on the right wing. Little fade-in jumper. He got it. Caden Clow with 7 points, and Unitigo leads 50-48 with a minute 55 to go. Brooks back up the floor on the right side. Gets across half court, puts on the brakes, wants to set up the play. Student section is loud here at Unitigo. Here's Oblinski on the right side. Finds Jordan Weir, reverses for Brooks. Step back three, left side, left it short. Rebound loose on the floor, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Leopards as it went off the fingertips there of Owen Reed. With a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Be interested to see how both coaching staffs decide to take their timeouts here. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. A minute 35 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence with the ball on the baseline. And their own offensive end of the floor. They get it in left side for Oblinski as they go right to left. Now back to Brooks on the right side. They want him to have the ball, obviously. Brooks will go to Oblinski. 5 on the shot clock. They work it down low for Chris Long. Long in the paint. Now off for Brooks, and he's fouled. Long tried to turn to his right, and as he went up for the hook shot, he was fouled down low and by Noah Hotala with a minute 21 to go. Chris Long to the line, the junior with 7 points so far tonight for the Leopards. It's Unitigo 50 and Lawrence 48, so these are some big foul shots coming for Chris Long. Long to the line, first one is good. Ice in his veins. Team foul situation, Unitigo with 9, Lawrence with 4. Second shot coming here for Chris Long. Timeout is taken by Unitigo. Minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Unitigo 50, Lawrence 49. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. A minute 20 to go in this boys' non-league contest tonight. Unitigo leads 50-49 with 1:21 left in the fourth quarter here at Unitigo. Nate Lowe with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOSports.com. Stay tuned for the post-game show coming up after the final buzzer here tonight. Boy, this has been a good one. Unitego was up 20-10 at the end of the first quarter. Lawrence stayed strong, came back, and took a one-point lead into the halftime break, 32-31. It's been back and forth ever since. Back on the line, Chris Long out of the timeout, goes 2-for-2, and we're tied 50-50. Unitego back up the floor. Shea Barber for a three, buries it. Downtown, Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. He's got nine. 53-50, Unitego ahead with 105 to go. Back up the floor, and James Brooks is fouled as he tried to get right to the rim. Boy, both these teams not afraid to take it right to the 10. So Brooks is going to head to the line. Huge three there by Shea Barber. He's got 9 points. Hotala is going to foul out. That foul was on Noah Hotala. That's huge. So the 10th team foul against Unitego, the 5th on Hotala, and Brooks will head to the line to shoot two with 103 to go. So Brooks takes a deep breath. First shot is no good. Hit the rim twice and bounced off. Second one coming here for James Brooks with, again, 103 to go. Settles in. Second shot, missed it. Rebound loose. Chris Long is there, and he puts it home. Long's got 11, and it's back to a one-point game. Unitego 53, and Lawrence 52. Steal here by Lawrence. Here's Wilms, wants to go up with it, and a foul on the floor with 49 seconds to go. Unitego fans are not happy. Here's why. The ball came in. Lawrence went to reverse it to the far side. It hit the official in the leg. And so the fans are saying he should have gotten out of the way. Well, yes, he should have, but that's just how it goes. Unitego not happy. It looks like they're going to take a timeout with 49 seconds left. When we come back, Wilms is going to be on the line for Lawrence. Unitego leads by a point, 53-52, the exciting conclusion when we return on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 49 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The Lawrence boys trail Unitego 53-52. The Spartans have the lead, but Lawrence is at the line. This is Mason Wilms with 49 seconds to go in regulation. Wilms with 11 points. Let's see. No, he's got 9 still. Wilms' first shot, too strong. Second one coming. He could still tie it here. Brooks has 15. Long has 11. And Wilms has 9 for Lawrence. Wilms takes a deep breath. Second shot is coming. No good. Chipped it off the front of the rim. Ball loose. Out of bounds. Goes back to Unitego. Boy, that one was too tight to call. Both teams were fighting for it there. Lawrence is going to take a timeout. 46 seconds left. Unitego leads 53-52. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on 2 lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDL. So glad to have you along. Another great ball game. Boy, we had two last week. The opener between Norwich and Oneonta boys was great. The Green and Sydney game last Friday went right down to the wire. And now this one here this week between Unitigo and Lawrence. It's Unitigo 53, Lawrence 52, 46 seconds to go. Unitigo will have the basketball. They're going to have to go the whole length of the court. They have a one-point lead. Team foul situation. Unitigo with 10. Lawrence only with 4. Unitigo will look to inbound the ball. They quickly get it ahead for Faulkner. He gets across half court. Faulkner trying to go right to the rim. Lays it up too strong. Owen Reed is there. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled with 40 seconds to go. Owen Reed, the big man, will head to the line. Here's the scoring for Unitigo. 10 for Austin Faulkner, 9 for Shea Barber, 8 for Noah Hotala, 7 apiece for Owen Reed and Caden Klaus. So some good balanced scoring tonight for Unitigo so far. Reed to the line. First shot, no good. Second shot coming. Lawrence still very much alive in this one-point game. Unitigo leads by a point, 53-52. Fans on the edge of their seats. Pins and needles here tonight in Spartan Country. Second shot coming for Reed. Won't get this one to go either. Faulkner, though, with a big-time rebound. Wants to put it right back up. He's blocked there by Jordan Weir. Lawrence comes away with the ball with 30 seconds left. Here's Brooks into the paint. Tries to dish one off for Chris Long. Went through his hands and out of bounds. Tough break there for Lawrence. A good dish there from Brooks. I just don't think Long was expecting it. And Unitigo will take a timeout. 29 seconds left. And Unitigo leads by a point, 53-52. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
29 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The Unitigo boys leading Lawrence 53-52 here at Unitigo High School tonight. Unitigo will have the ball, and both teams drawing up what they want to do in this timeout. Great crowd here tonight. Student section's been into it. This is a very fun high school boys basketball game. We'll have another one for you on Friday when Green hosts Unadilla Valley. A lot of good games coming up the rest of the week. On Saturday as well, there's a ton going on. Franklin girls and boys head to South Courtright if you want to check that out. Unitigo girls play Oneonta as well on Saturday. Here we go. Unitigo gets it in. It's tapped away by Chris Long, but it goes right back out of bounds. Possession will stay with Unitigo, and a second comes off the clock. Faulkner will look to get it in, does to Shea Barber. Barber's in the backcourt, and he is fouled by Lucas Oblinski with 25.2 to go. That's the sixth team foul against Lawrence, the third, on Oblinski. And so all Lawrence has to do is foul once more to send Unitigo to the line. Spartans trying to get it in. They do to Miles Marine. He's going to dribble off some time. Gets it to Shea Barber. Barber gets to midcourt. He's fouled by James Brooks with 19.8 to go. So smart move there by Lawrence. They tried to go for the steal. A few seconds came off the clock, and then as soon as they saw that Unitigo safely had the ball, they fouled. So you send Shea Barber to the line, who might be the hero tonight with that three ball that he had late with about a minute to go in the fourth quarter, which gave Unitigo this cushion. Barber to the line. First shot is good. Shea Barber now with 10 points. He's into double figures, and Unitigo leads 54-52. Timeout taken here by Lawrence and head coach Andy Carr. We'll step away for 30 seconds once again. Unitigo 54, Lawrence 52 on WCDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
19.8 seconds to go. Unitigo leads 54-52. When we come out of the timeout here, Shea Barber will be at the line shooting his second shot. He made the first for the Spartans. No matter how this finishes up tonight, this is a game that I think both teams can walk away from saying, okay, we left it all on the floor, we've played very hard, and it's something to build on and work from. At the moment, Unitigo is in the driver's seat. Shea Barber, if he could make this, would give Unitigo some breathing room, because all Lawrence could do is tie if they could come down and bang a three. If he misses it, well, then it's a whole other scenario. Barber at the line with, again, 19.8 to go. Unitigo gets the shot to go. Nice job by the freshman, Shea Barber. And it's 55-52 with 15 seconds to go. Here's James Brooks up the floor. Brooks with the ball. Wants to try to get off a three here. Will leave one off for Mason Wilms. Steps back. Shot is no good. Long with a rebound. Puts it up and in. Chris Long now with 13. Unitigo gets it back in with 2 seconds to go. And a foul on Austin Faulkner. And Faulkner is fouled, I should say. And so the score, 55-54. Brooks missed that long three. Long was there to just, I think he did the right thing and just put it back up and in. With 1.2 seconds to go. This will be Miles Marine with 5 points here tonight. Another freshman with some big contributions. Marine's shot is off the mark and no good. The long heave off the rebound for Lawrence won't go down, and Unitigo wins 55-54. So the shot by Marine won't go, but with only 1.2 seconds left, there just wasn't enough time on that rebound to toss it long and have any chance at a quality look. Again, our final score, Unitigo boys defeat Lawrence at home 55-54. Postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unitigo. Our final score, the Unitigo boys hold off Lawrence 55-54. A great battle here tonight between the Spartans and the Leopards. Let's do our three awards now. Actually, no, let's do our scoring summary first for visiting Lawrence here tonight. A team high, and it's a game high too, 15 points from James Brooks, 13 for Chris Long, 9 for Mason Wilms. They'll have 8 from Jordan Weir, 5 from Omar Andrades, 2 from Zach Shaw, 1 from Carson Shulgay. On the winning side for Unitigo, a team-high 11 points for Shea Barper, 10 for Austin Faulkner, 8 for Noah Hatala, 7 for Owen Reed, 7 for Caden Clow, 5 for Miles Marine, 3 from Tyler Ennis, and then 2 apiece from Jacob Hawk and David Fletcher. Now it's time to get into our awards here tonight. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award tonight, the Outstanding Offense Award, to James Brooks from Lawrence. Game-high 15 points. Thought he made some big shots, especially when Lawrence was down 10 at the end of the first quarter. I just thought that he was huge in helping them. He buried some big-time threes to get them back in. So James Brooks from Lawrence, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. Next up, the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support local high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that award tonight to Noah Hatala. I thought he was key when he came back in, had some big-time steals, made some things happen. So Noah Hatala finishes with 8 points, but he will also receive our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. Our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight will go to Austin Faulkner with 10 points. I thought he was key, really helped them get off to a strong start here tonight. So Austin Faulkner with 10 points, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. And I said we were going to have a special award here tonight. Any Unitigo game we do, we have a special award brought to you by Jake's Deli in Otigo. So it's time now for the Jake's Deli Player of the Game Award. Tonight's winner gets a free sub at Jake's Deli in Otigo. And boy, if you haven't been there, folks, they make one of the best subs around. So Jake's has a great variety of chips, snacks, and drinks, plus all the groceries you need. Plus, they have a wide selection of deli meats. And don't forget about their sub platters, too. Call Jake's today at 988-2709. We'll give that award tonight to Owen Reed. I thought he was a beast on the boards. He could probably use that sub after the effort he put in tonight. So we'll give Owen Reed our Jake's Deli award here tonight. Again, sponsored by Jake's Deli and Otigo. Final score, 55-54. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We'll be back on Friday when the Green Boys host Unadilla Valley. That should be a good one coming up on Friday for a 7:15 tip-off. Our Butler Auto pregame show at about 7:05. Again, final score, Unitigo Boys clip Lawrence 55-54. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.